We're building a diverging diamond interchange, a DDI as we like to call them. And the reason we're building that over replacing the traditional intersection with the DDI is it just moves traffic so well. It works great for commercial traffic, so we have a lot of trucks in this area with that interchange particularly, so the DDI will move trucks through better, and it's a lot safer than what's out there now. The project is about a $30.8 million job. Miller Brothers Contracting is going to be our prime contractor, so we've done a lot of work with them in the past, so we're looking forward to continuing that good relationship with them. It's about a 2.5-year job. Bulk of the work's going to happen in the first 2 years, so this year we're going to be building a new bridge right next to the existing bridge, and then we're going to be doing all the work on the south side of County Road 99, and then 2025 we're going to flip traffic onto the new bridge and the new County Road 99, and then we're going to do the rehabilitation of the existing bridge that's out there now, and then build the north side of County Road 99, and then the spring of 2026 we're going to tie it all together, kind of put the ribbon on top of the package and do like the surface asphalt and the final pavement markings, traffic signals, that kind of thing.
Okay, and is it getting underway as we speak, the spring?
Or? Yeah, we're slated for starting here in about 3 weeks.
Okay, so traffic will be obviously impacted, but people will still always, during the construction, be able to get over and around that area?
100%. So the great thing about this DDI and this interchange particularly is we're allowed to use that. We can use that existing bridge now, that's there now, to keep traffic on while we build the new bridge. And then when we build the new bridge, we'll put traffic there while we work on the old bridge. So traffic, there will always be two lanes of traffic on County Road 99 at all times, except for some very minor closures that will happen mostly at night. So traffic, the impacts with this project are going to be a lot less than what I think people think they will be.
Okay. And again, with that area, the city hopes to, you know, grow up that area, and there's more industry coming in, and it's just the infrastructure there, that bridge just, because people are saying, well, why do we need this? But that area really needed an infrastructure overhaul there, right?
Yeah, the capacity. I mean, we'll be able to move so much more traffic through this intersection, not only safer, but faster.
I know there's a lot of semis, too, in that
area. Lots of traffic. We're out there this morning, and you can see it backing up down all the ramps. It'll be moving much better once we get the interchange fully functioning.
Okay, and explain in a nutshell, if you can, in a sentence or two, about what a DDI does, how it does make the flow of traffic go through better.
It does. It kind of it goes against your normal thinking, because you're switched to the other side of the road, and then as you come to the bridge, you'll be switched to the left side, and then as you come off it, you'll go back to where you normally be. And the way that makes things easier is it kind of eliminates that left-hand turn coming with oncoming traffic. So if you think about a normal intersection, as you pull up to a signalized intersection or a stop sign, it's always a lot easier just to make that quick right than it is to make that left, right? So this pretty much eliminates that difficult left turn. You don't ever have to worry about turning in front of traffic.
And there is obviously proof that these work. There's that one in Perrysburg that's been going on well for a while, right?
Right. The data on these diverging diamond interchanges speaks for itself. It'll move traffic faster, and it's much safer than what's out there now.